Well, we're here essentially because of unsafe staffing levels in the HSE. It's not just related to Sligo Hospital, really. There was a national restriction imposed by the HSE to curtail recruitment. Essentially, nursing and midwifery grades, we've lost about 2,000 across the country on that. It impacts drastically on patient care, and again, we find that our members are here trying to police the HSE to make sure that their wards, that their units, that the community areas where they work, that it's all made safe, because they simply cannot tolerate what they're witnessing within the workplaces. The potential for delayed care, potential for an adverse outcome for a patient, nobody can stand by that, and we can't accept it. We have to do something about that.
And you mentioned the patient care, and we know how important it is that the patients, each patient is given their own time and care. That's so many words you could describe that the patients need, but the current conditions, it seems from what you're saying there, is that they're either maybe staff can't give the right time to patients.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, if you don't have enough nurses on the ward, the reality is something is potentially going to be missed. There's timing for everything. Patients are coming in because they're very, very unwell. I mean, you need to have somebody there to observe. You need to be able to check their vital signs. You need to be able to make sure the medication is given on time. When that doesn't happen, somebody suffers. I mean, if you imagine being, you know, a cancer patient who's in pain and not having somebody there to be able to give you that medication on time, that's suffering that could have been avoided, and it's inexcusable, it's inhumane. That has to change. And it's not just limited to any one area. This, like we said, this is everywhere. The HSE has impacted on many areas. There's an evidence-based tool for nursing and midwifery in a lot of sites, like medical and surgical units, in the emergency departments, to decide what is safe. There should be no argument on that anymore. It must be implemented immediately. We can't tolerate any more embargoes in staffing. We know it will take months and months to recover from any sort of a curtailment on recruitment in this country. We rely heavily on overseas recruitment. That all takes time. And who suffers at the end of the day? It's the member of the public coming through the doors when they're in their most vulnerable and most needy. It's the staff nurse and the staff midwife turning up who's living with guilt and emotional drain because of what they're witnessing that they know that can be avoided. And at the end of the day, the stress and the burnout that they're living with, it results in a retention problem. It really does. You know, there's people who go into nursing and midwifery out of a love for what they do, out of a genuine desire to do good, and they get absolutely hammered with excessive workloads, taking on excessive shifts to try and protect their patients. Somebody at the top of the HSE needs to do better here, and the government needs to give more support.
You mentioned retention, and one thing that has really came to light in the last while is the number of recently qualified nurses and doctors that have been midwives and have all been forced to seek employment elsewhere abroad. Is that also a problem?
Well, what we do see now is that the contracts are offered to the new graduates, but the conditions are so poor. It's like a bitter pill. You know, you work so hard to achieve the dream job that you wanted to get into for really good reasons, and then you see how bad it is. Nobody ever believes that they're going to go into the profession having to argue day in, day out for very basic care. Everyone thinks they're going to go in and reduce suffering and do good for the public. What they don't realise is that a lot of the time they're going in and they're aware of suffering but can't do anything about it in time, because of the restrictions that they're experiencing on staffing. It's not just the national embargo on recruitment as well. I mean, you know, if a maternity vacancy, you know, if you have a nurse or a midwife that's gone off on maternity leave, they're not being backfilled a lot of the time. You know, somebody on sick leave, they're not being backfilled. So, I mean, there's a logical and realistic approach to this. Put in safe staffing levels and don't let it happen again, that they're taken away.